This is Dr. Mejia, the team of the patient John Bugie, B-E-A-U-G-E-Z, medical records 151-695, Tedward 429-1983, referring physician Dr. Ederis Esteem, E-S-T-E-E-M, procedure performed EGDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure September 23rd, 2022, indication history of H. pylori, nausea, vomiting, history of polyps, post-op diagnosis, impression 1 mild gastritis, number 2 sigmoid colon polyp. Next number, internal hemorrhoids, paragraph, deformed section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication non immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, double template, paragraph, findings, oropharynx, appear normal, paragraph, esophagus, appeared normal, paragraph, stomach, there's mild disease, serotimony, anthropomorphic body, biopsy taken, large pylori, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, oral celiac disease, paragraph.
How do you see this over there?
Biopsies were taken from distal esophagus via eosinophilic esophagitis, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. Descending colon appear normal, paragraph. Splenic flexure, transverse colon appear normal, paragraph. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon appear normal, paragraph. Cecum appear normal, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, untreated measures. Number 3, avoidances. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.